Hello, everyone. How are you? It's Pastor Rod Plummer. I'm the pastor of Lifehouse Church in Japan and other nations of the world. And I want to share about Proverbs, wisdom to win. Here it is. Here's my very not so professional title, wisdom to win. Get it in your brain, wisdom to win. I believe that Proverbs is all about God's wisdom to win in our lives, our careers, our sports, our marriage, our parenting, our health, our minds, winning in life. I really believe that God wants us to win. Now, we're going to read here Proverbs 1:1. We're going to start in 1:1. We're going to not go through the Proverbs verse by verse, but I'm going to pick some topics in the book of Proverbs, wisdom to win in my life. I want to share with you some of my stories as well. It just says, the Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. And you need to know that the word Proverbs doesn't just mean wise saying. It does mean that. It does mean that. But it also means to rule, to reign, to lead to success, to lead to prosperity. Let me say it again. The word proverb means pithy saying or little saying that's powerful, little sayings that really are great wisdom to win. But it also means to rule. It talks about ruling your own spirit in Proverbs. It means to rule. It means to rule over, not rule over people, but rule over me, that I might lift and win in life. You got it? Proverb means ruling or reigning so that we might succeed and be prosperous. Hey, these are great words, right? And so I want to read to you in the Passion Bible. This is what it says in this new translation that I like a lot. It says, here are kingdom revelations, words to live by, and words of wisdom given to empower you to reign in life, written as proverbs by Israel's King Solomon, David's son. And so the translator, I think his name is Brian Simmons, Dr. Brian Simmons, a Bible translator. He translates this simple verse as, here are kingdom revelations, words to live by, words of wisdom given, listen, to empower you to reign in life. To empower you to reign in life. And that's why I've called this Wisdom to Win in Jesus' name. Okay. Now, I want to tell you about Solomon. He wrote these Proverbs. We're going to study some great, great wisdom. Let me tell you Solomon's story. Now, King Solomon was David's son, King David's son. And when King Solomon became king, he had a dream. It's recorded in 1 Kings 3. 1 Kings 3, it says, verse 5, that night there in Gibeon, God appeared to Solomon in a dream, and God said, what can I give you? Ask me. Now, what would you say if God came in a dream and said, ask me anything you want? it'd be good, actually, if we thought about, you know, one thing, because there's probably a lot of things we could wish for, a nice holiday on a beach or whatever it is. But we're thinking about our lives, God saying, what one thing would you ask for? Even that takes wisdom, right? Needs some thinking to how we answer. Now, listen to what Solomon answers in the dream. Solomon said, you were extravagantly generous in love with David, my father, and he lived faithfully in your presence. His relationships were just and his heart was right. And you have persisted in this great and generous love by giving him, and this very day, a son to sit on the throne. Now, here I am. God, my God, you have made me your servant, ruler of the kingdom in place of David, my father. I'm too young for this, a mere child. I don't know the ropes, hardly know the ins and outs of this job. And here I am, set down in the middle of the people you've chosen, a great people, far too many to ever count. Verse 9. So here's what I want. God, give me a God-listening heart, so that I can lead your people well, discerning the difference between good and evil, for who on their own is capable of leading your glorious people? God, the master, was delighted with Solomon's response, and God said to him, because you've asked for this and haven't grasped after a long life or riches or the doom of your enemies, but you've asked for the ability to lead and govern well, I'll give you what you've asked for. I'm giving you a wise and mature heart. Wow, I love this story. There's never been one like you before, and there'll be no one after. And as a bonus, I'm going to give you both the wealth and the glory you didn't ask for. There's not a king anywhere who will come up to your mark. And if you stay on course, keeping your eye on the life map and the God signs as your father David did, I will also give you a long life. And Solomon woke up. What a dream. That's from the Message Bible. And it just says Solomon was asked by God, what one thing? And Solomon said, you know, I've got to take care of people. I've got a dream, a vision, a big, what am I going to ask for? I know, I'll ask for God's wisdom to lead the people. I'll ask for wisdom to win. And wisdom to win in my life, in my brain, my heart, my mind, my emotions, wisdom to win, and I would lead people, leading to success. So the word proverb means little saying, but it also means to rule and to reign, leading to success. Have we got it? In my life, I've been a fireman, a salesman, and a pastor. In all three, they're so different jobs, but the one thing that's similar is God's wisdom to win. As a fireman, I needed God's wisdom for safety and doing the job well. As a salesman, I needed the wisdom to know how to deal with all sorts of people and all sorts of situations. And as a pastor, well, it's just been a huge world with my lovely wife. We've learned wisdom to win. I love wisdom from people who are like outside the Bible, people like John Maxwell, Dave Ramsey, Zig Ziglar, who are believers. Robert Schuller was another one. Robert Schuller, I learned this as a little pithy saying. He said, tough times never last, but tough people do. So in life, if we gain wisdom from Proverbs, and we're going to read not in order, but just some thoughts on overcoming this area, that area. But I love what Zig Ziglar says before I finish. Just a not in the Bible, but a godly man said this. He says, we all need a checkup from the neck up so that we don't have stinking thinking. This series, Wisdom to Win, is all about getting rid of this stinking thinking and every day having a checkup in wisdom and knowledge that we might rule and reign, leading to blessing and prosperity. Sounds great, right? It's going to take time because now we're sowing seeds and then we're going to reap in the future. But I want you to know that God is with you in the Proverbs. John Maxwell is great. I love him. I recommend him to you. Dave Ramsey in finances, Christian finances, Robert Schuller. There's a bunch of people I could mention, but I love the concept from Proverbs in the Bible. Let's read it again as I finish. This is what it says in the NIV, verse 1, Proverbs of Solomon, son of David. But the Passion Bible says, here are kingdom revelations, words to live by, and words of wisdom given to empower you to reign in life, written as Proverbs by Israel's King Solomon, David's son. Let me pray for you. And you can watch these on my podcast, Rod Plummer Podcast, or on Tokyo Lifehouse YouTube channel. You can watch these. You can subscribe and ring the bell and get a new one when they're available. It won't be every day, but as I do these regularly, you'll get an update, just a 9 or 10 minute update. You can listen at your own time. But I'm going to pray right now that you would have God's wisdom to win in Jesus' name. You ready? Lord, I thank you for these proverbs that you gave to King Solomon that we might empower us to reign in life. Empower us, Lord. Empower us to be strong in your wisdom, to have a check up from the neck up, get rid of stinking thinking, and we're going to have great thinking, sowing seeds for success and prosperity in the future. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all.
Hi, thank you for joining us today. We hope this episode was interesting and helpful to you. If it was, you can let us know by rating, reviewing, sharing, and commenting on the episode. That'll help us know what you're enjoying and what topics we should focus on in the future. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to get these episodes as soon as they drop every month. And we'll see you in the next episode of The Rodcast.